I'd like to start off by sharing a few overarching ideas or concepts about blood sugar regulation and why it's considered one of the five foundations of health. And that's because it basically impacts all aspects of human physiology. It affects our energy production and how we balance our energy. It affects the integrity of our tissues on every organ and blood vessel in the body. That's why diabetics can lose their vision, for example, or may need amputations. It impacts hormone balance, including the hormones of digestion, the adrenals that handle our stress, and all of our sex hormones as well. And it affects the brain and brain health. It affects our memory, our mood, our cognitive function. And if blood sugar regulation isn't working well, that can lead to what we call oxidative stress, which is basically an imbalance between free radicals. Think of them as these like wild sparks that can go and burn through anything, and the antioxidants that help put out that fire, so to speak. So that can cause a lot of damage in the body. It also leads to something that we call glycation, or AGEs, advanced glycated end products, which is when sugar binds with protein. They create these crosslinks which harden and can cause a narrowing of the blood vessels in the eyes, the kidneys, the feet, the brain, and so on. And so glycation from blood sugar dysregulation can damage the walls of the arteries, the joints and the membrane, right? That outer layer of every cell in the body, which then impacts communication between the cells and even within the cells. It also decreases our ability to produce ATP, which is our body's energy currency. That's what we use as fuel to function. And it causes premature skin aging. Now, who wants that, right? So optimizing blood sugar regulation is a foundational priority, not only because it ensures our very survival, but to optimize our overall health because it impacts basically every system in the body. So let's start off with some physiology to give you a better understanding of what organs and systems are working together to make that happen. Because if you think about it, regulating blood sugar levels in the body is just something that sort of happens automatically, right? We don't think about it. And that's because we have a hardwired system with many backup systems to ensure our survival that handle this job. And that's thanks to the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, that communicate with the organs called the PALs, which is a nice acronym that I like to use to help remember the different organs that are at play. And PALs stand for the pancreas, the adrenal glands, adipose tissue, which is our fat, the liver, and our skeletal muscle. So next, let me share a little bit more information about each one and its role in blood sugar regulation, and then how they all interact together.